Hey guys, this is Apoteca Audio Boo, and it is March 30th, 2014, broadcasting live, not really, from Japan. This is probably literally the sixth or seventh time I've tried recording this, because for some reason I've been fine up until I pressed record, and then I just keep having to yawn, which is really unprofessional, and this Audio Boo is all about professionalism. It's been raining all day today, rainy day, so, oh, it's a Sunday, I should mention if I didn't say that already. So, a rainy Sunday, so I haven't really done anything today, I've just been sitting at home. I've been meaning to go to Tower Records in the city next to mine, to do some record shopping, but I just haven't gotten out of the house yet. Yeah, I've just been cleaning all day, but not very diligently, just a little bit. I found some, well, I did laundry, and that's been taking forever, because for some reason my dryer doesn't dry clothes very fast. It's actually very slow, so I've had to keep running it on 60-minute cycles, trying to get my load of clothes to actually be dry. So that's a waste of energy, electrical energy. Yeah, and I put something about that on Facebook a long time ago, and then one of my friends said, try changing the lint filter, and I actually bought a pack of like 60 replacement lint filter sheet things. So even when I change it, it doesn't seem to make the drying process any faster, so I think maybe that's just the way Japanese dryers are, I'm not sure. Yeah, but obviously I can't wash my clothes, or I can't dry my clothes outside today because it's raining. So, but yesterday I went with a friend to Shima Tokaido Station, something like that. I don't have the name in front of me. It's in western Tokyo, and we went to like a meetup thing, I guess, meetup.com or whatever it's called. So it's basically, I've heard about this from several people, but I've never actually gone to one. It's just a website where somebody can post an event like, oh, let's go see this movie together, or let's go to the art gallery together, or blah, 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 let's do something, let's have a party, or whatever. And then, so then people can RSVP and organize details and all that good stuff. It's actually a cool idea, but I just was never, I don't know, I'm kind of introverted, I guess, so, in that respect, like, if I don't know anybody else who's going, I would feel a bit awkward just going to, like, a meetup of random strangers by myself. But I guess that's what the other people are doing, too. I'm assuming most of these people don't know each other. So I went there, met my friend. Actually, I was, like, 10 minutes late, because everybody else that went to this meetup lived in western Tokyo or Kanagawa Prefecture, which is borders western Tokyo, but I live in Chiba Prefecture, which borders eastern Tokyo, so I had to literally, like, go all the way across Tokyo to get there. So I was, like, 10 minutes late, and they didn't wait for me, which I don't care. I didn't expect them to. So then I just walked. There was, like, a river that goes through that area, I guess, in the city. So I just found the river, and I walked for a while, and I managed to catch up with them because they had stopped at, like, a little public park. So we met up. I met a bunch of people. That was kind of cool. Some Japanese, some foreigners. It was interesting. Talked with some, like, 50-year-old Dutch guy who's on Japan for business for a couple of weeks, and that was interesting. It's nice to talk to him. Very cordial old guy. Had a lot of stories to tell, too. He's been to a lot of different countries. So that's cool. And it's always nice to talk to people who have traveled a lot but are very humble about it, because I don't really like talking to people who have traveled extensively, and then they try to make that into sort of a reason why they're better than you somehow. like as if the sheer number of countries that you've visited matters. It somehow makes you a better person. I don't understand. And I've met a couple of those people as well. But yeah, so that was fun. The cherry blossoms are finally in bloom, so we got to see that. And then we ended up at the end point of this walk, which actually took like four hours, I think. So at the end of the walk, we ended up at this public park, and there were people, a lot of people doing Hanami, which is flower viewing, but this is like the Hanami season when the cherry blossoms are blooming. So people get together and they put a tarp on the ground under the trees and basically drink and eat food or do whatever. A lot of drinking going on. So it was actually really crowded, which I had kind of heard to be the case generally during Hanami. So like every part of the park was, every inch of grass was covered with tarp, and there'd be a group of people sitting under it. So it was really crowded, but it was still nice to see that. Yeah, it was interesting. And I guess the park where we ended up is in Miyoshi City, I think, which is, as I found out from a sign pole that was in the park, pretty close to the Studio Ghibli Museum, which I still haven't been to because I've just been too lazy to procure tickets for that. So that's basically what I did yesterday. And then my friend and I and another person that we met went to Shibuya, which is pretty close to that part of Tokyo where we were. And we ended up going to this hamburger shop that my friend and I had been to before. It's not very well known, I don't think. It's on a random side street of Shibuya that doesn't have anything else. It's like a residential area, or commercial. I shouldn't say commercial, but business, just like office buildings. Yeah, it's a place called W.P. Goldberger, which used to be called Whoopi Goldberger. But yeah, it's a really small place, but they have really good burgers, and the guys who run it are pretty interesting. I think they're like former Japanese pro skateboarders or something like that, but now they just own this burger shop, and so that's kind of cool. And then that's pretty much it. Everybody was tired after that, so everybody went home. I stopped by Tower Records in Shibuya, but didn't end up buying anything, so I have to go back today to a different one to see if they have... I just went to look at some CDs, and I listened to a little bit, because they have those listening stations with headphones. And so I wrote down some music, and then I investigated at home on YouTube. And so I might buy a CD or two. It's interesting how Japan has changed. Excuse me. Okay, sorry about that. I just paused because I suddenly got a huge tickle in my throat, and I coughed a lot, and I still can barely talk, as you can probably tell. Wow, this is great. Off to a good start on the broadcasting. But yeah, you can listen to music there, and so I wrote some stuff down as a couple of CDs I'd like to buy. When I was in America, I didn't really buy that many CDs, but there's, it's kind of a different culture here, I guess, in terms of music buying, the way that it goes. So I'm going to do that maybe later tonight. And yeah, the rest of the day I've just been cleaning my apartment, mostly just vacuuming, dusting the floor, and then I had some floor cleaner that I forgot I had bought, so I cleaned, wiped down all the hardwood floor surfaces, and so hopefully my house will stay clean for a while, because I don't want to clean again soon. All right, this was a mess, but thank you for listening, and talk to you next time.